The Ticket.
Michigan Insider Podcast is brought to you in part by defense attorney and WTKA legal insider Joe Simon. Find Joe at themichigandefenders.com.
And we are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, online at WTKA.com. Sam Webb, Ira Weintraub on the other side of the county. NBA draft is here. And so that makes it fitting to be down here at the NBA Players Association Top 100 camp. You're able to get intel, insight, information when it comes to, what some of these teams are thinking about certain guys. In this case, Michigan guys, most notably Franz Wagner. So, Ira, I think when Franz, because we all expected Franz to declare for the draft, the question as the season unfolded, and certainly after the season where you saw him flash his versatility, he was an outstanding defender. He is an excellent rebounder. He showed you some offensive versatility, but didn't really shoot it at the level where you say, oh, 3-and-D guy, 3-and-D potential, but you wouldn't say 3-and-D guy. I think he wound up shooting below 35% from three-point range, like 34%, I think, was the stat from three-point range. So you thought, okay, is he still a lottery pick? Probably, but you could see him possibly going somewhere lower than that, depending on how things went pre-draft wise. But now, with the buzz that's out there about Franz, I would be surprised, Ira, if Franz Wagner slips outside of the top 10. He is one of the hottest names in the NBA draft. They love his defensive versatility, love his ability to rebound the basketball, love his potential as a shooter. Right. So talk about liking his shooting form, feeling like he'll be able to find the mark more than he was able to at Michigan. He's going to need some time in the lab. He's going to continue to get physically mature, tight, got to be able to work on his handle so he can go both ways. But you know how these pro teams get when it comes to that word potential. And you're talking about a guy that's 6'9", 6'10", that's comfortable handling the ball, but really comfortable, plays really well without the ball. You know, can Franz Wagner, this was an evolution for him, can he be super effective off ball? Whether that's an off-ball defender, whether that's playing without the ball in an attempt to get free, he has shown the ability to do that. Now, didn't always execute on the offensive end as well as he did on the defensive end, but they see that potential. To the point where one scout said to me yesterday, hey, man, there's talk about him going as high as four to Toronto, I think is stemming from a conversation about Orlando, because Orlando is said, the talk down here was Orlando is one of the teams that really likes Franz. Orlando has the number 5 and number 8 pick. So there's a little bit of a twofold gamble for them. Is Franz even on the board at number 5? That was a question that's, coming from down here. Is Franz, will he be on the board at number 5 for Orlando? And if Orlando decided not to go Franz Wagner at 5, would he last until the 8th pick? These are not conversations, Ira, that I expect to be having about Franz Wagner, in the aftermath of the season. Again, first round, sure. Lottery, probably lower level of the lottery, but could also see him going in the middle of the first round. Doesn't look like it's going to get that way. I mean, could it all be a smoke screen? Sure, but there's a whole lot of smoke coming out of Orlando about how much they happen to like Franz, Ira.
Yeah, it's pretty wild, right? Because as you said, we knew he was going to leave and you knew what this potential range was. But as you start to hear the numbers move up, so I saw Sacramento loved him with that, like at number 10, I think.
Number 9.
At number 9. Yeah. And then you talked about Orlando, and so that's a little higher up. I guess none of this surprises me because I keep seeing Scotty Barnes at number, being mentioned with the number 5 pick. with Orlando. And I think Franz a better player than Scotty Barnes. I think Franz had a better season than Scotty. I think Franz showed more in college than Scotty Barnes. I think that he showed more as the – now, Franz does have work to do to finalize the three part of being a 3-and-D guy, but he shows more potential to me of being a 3-and-D guy. And they love those long arms. They love his team defense. It was Rob Dowster online was breaking down Franz's defensive game and his communication and his length and all these different things that we've talked about and the things that he does really well. He is elite on the defensive end of the floor to start with. So what can you – and we always right, we start with that. We talk about what John Thompson used to tell me. Start with something elite, and then you build on the other things. Well, he is an elite defender as a team player right now. Franz Wagner is an elite defender. So you can build off of that, and he has already got a really good starting point for these other for other parts of his game. He just has to refine. He's young. And that's the other part of his upside that I don't know if we've really talked about a whole lot. He's younger than most of the freshmen in the draft. And that is big, too. He's younger than Scotty Barnes, yeah. Right? But he's got more experience. He's – so there are a lot of things that make him a really intriguing prospect. And so if he goes five, will that shock me? No. Will I still be surprised a little bit? But I always knew he was a lottery pick. It's just a matter of where he goes in that set. But his workouts apparently have been pretty good. Obviously, they really like his tape. The thing that people, as a detraction is that the last game we saw from him – he was poor on the offensive end, right? 1-10 or whatever right. It was. And right. So that's the thing that a lot of people have as their lasting impression of the offensive end of Franz Wagner. But that's not his whole game, and that was one game. So he's going to be a lottery pick, yeah. And now, how far up does he go? Interesting.
See, you know, the interesting thing to me is how you mentioned Scotty Barnes, how sold they are on him being on his upside. I mean, he's like a very poor man's Ben Simmons. I mean, it's like spitting image, Ira. I mean, you know, super long, 6'8", 6'9".
Yeah, but Franz
guy.
Actually, I'm not saying Franz is a better player than Ben Simmons, but Franz actually, from a jump shooting perspective, actually comes from a little bit of a better starting point. He's not great. It's a little awkward looking. But Franz has had a stretch where he was shooting 47% from the floor last year. And I'm saying he didn't maintain it. Ben Simmons never got close to that.
And neither has Scotty Barnes. I mean, Scotty Barnes.
Well, that's the, right. And that's the part about.
I just remember when they played Michigan, them talking about, man, he was like a 20-something percent.
He didn't even start, Sam. First of all, he didn't start. Second of all, that's the part of being a 3-and-D guy. If you want to be a 3-and-D guy, you've got to start with the three. It doesn't have to be an elite three-point shooting, but you have to be either an elite defender and a pretty good three-point shooter, which I think is what Franz can start as, or you can be an elite three-point shooter and a pretty good defender, which is like what Duncan Robinson has turned into, right? Like, you have to be one or the other. And yeah, Scotty Barnes is probably an elite defender, but he is not a pretty good shooter yet.
Well, what's so intriguing about Scotty Barnes is he has legitimate point guard skills, which is why I compared him to Ben Simmons. I mean, the guy, he can get to the cup. He excellent handle to be that long. But again, he can find people. He can find people in transition. He can find people in the half court. And so it's like, okay, I get that. But in the NBA, I mean, it's exceptional that Ben Simmons is as effective as he is with no semblance of a jump shot. Can Scotty Barnes be that good? Because he doesn't have a jump shot. The way he shoots it, you wonder if for him to shoot low 30s is going to be an accomplishment.
Okay, so now it's hard. You don't want to compare him to what Ben Simmons did, like even in the playoffs. Compare him coming out of the draft, right? Coming into the draft. Ben Simmons was regarded as, I feel, again, not with the jump shooting part of it, but a more aggressive, more downhill offensive player than I think Scotty Barnes is given. Mm-hmm. Like, to me, Scotty Barnes starts on the defensive end. Now, Ben Simmons has that part too. It just seems he's not a shooter, but he does seem like he is a better offensive player. At least he was coming out of when you're talking about draft prospects, which is really what you're supposed to compare. He still seemed like Ben Simmons a much better offensive prospect than Scotty Barnes. And maybe that's just me looking at a player. Now, it's not like Simmons led his team to the NCAA tournament, but I'm not seeing Barnes having some big role on a good team. He was just a role player. Like, Franz was more than a role player, right? Franz was a key starter contributor on this team. And Scotty Barnes, maybe he was more than that, and maybe I'm minimizing what he was, but again, he didn't start. And I don't see that, like, if he was a guy more than he was, I think he would have at least started. I know Leonard likes to, you know, run a bunch of different guys in the game, and so maybe it doesn't matter if you start versus who finishes, but just still kind of feels, I don't know. So Scotty Barnes feels more like the bust potential. And I'm not saying that Franz is all hit all the way, but I'd be very apprehensive to draft a guy that can't shoot 30% from long range when he's supposed to be a defensive player, because you've got to have both. Yeah.
Yeah, you do. It can be a little bit scary, but I think that when it comes to Florida State, I can't think of another example other than Patrick Williams. Remember in last year's draft, you know, Patrick Williams was picked and he didn't start. And, you know, Florida State just has this really long rotation. Leonard Hamilton plays like 10 guys. Right.
He loves to roll them through. So I get that. So I don't want to overstate that he did the not starting part in that. That should be a huge impact. What was his impact in the game? I'm just trying to figure out what was his impact in the game to the level of, because when Franz has a bad shooting game, right, Michigan, they struggled. When Franz is having a game like he generally had most of the year, Michigan was the number one team in the country, right? Like, you see that impact.
Well, I'm with you. Look, I agree with you about the valuation of Scotty Barnes. I would be scared to pick him at number five. And more because of the shooting piece. You know, I get the viewpoint when it comes to Florida State players. Patrick Williams last year was, I think he was number four. And they look past him coming off the bench. I think they'll look past Scotty Barnes coming off the bench too. But man, he can't just for what he is, for the role that they expect him to play. I just wonder how effective he's going to be if they don't respect his jump shot at all. Is he going to be able to get to is he going to be able to break opponents down? Is he going to be able to get in the lane as easily in the league as he was in college when you got guys who can play off you and still close out? And not that they even need to close out on you, right? Are you going to be able to even get by guys that play off you like you were in college? That's one of the things, you know, some guys are so, you know, where they either handle it so well or their first step is so good, you know, they have such long strides and gobble up so much ground that even if a guy is playing off like you would Scotty Barnes, they can still blow by you. He did that in college. I don't know that he'll be as successful at doing that in the pros. Ben Simmons can do it till, you know, you get too deep in the playoffs and it becomes a liability. I guess the Magic are like, you know what, we'll figure that out if we get back there, if we get deep in the playoffs. And that's if they wind up taking him at number five. There are a number of mock draft projections that have Scotty Barnes going at number five. But again, got to mention, there's a lot of buzz about Franz going higher than number nine. I'd be shocked if he makes it past Sacramento right now. Most of the mocks that I've seen, or I shouldn't say most, a lot of the mocks that I've seen have him going number nine to Sacramento. That seems like the most likely scenario, because to see him jump, I mean, for him to go number four, that's going ahead of Jalen Suggs. All right, I would just be Jalen Suggs or Jalen Green. One of the Jalens is going to be on the board at number four, right? Evan Mobley almost certainly will go two or three. So
I don't see. I just don't see four.
I just don't see four.
Because everyone keeps talking about four is the dividing line, right? Kate is one. The next three or two, three, four, whatever order they go. Because some people still think.
I talked to a scout yesterday who said, "Yeah, you know, Orlando. They're like, is Franz going to be around at five? And then if he's around at five, would he be around at eight? Is he going to be around at five? So you're an NBA team is really wondering that." The buzz is like that.
Yeah, it's also it's giant smokescreen season. So how much of that is reality and how much of that is trying to get someone else to make a move? Maybe they want someone to trade up for number five, right? Maybe they want someone to trade into those spots. Oh, these guys will be there. Maybe so. I think it's a lot of. I'm not saying they don't love them, but it's a lot of smokescreen too.
Yeah, so I can't see him going ahead of one of the Jaylens. But then I can see a team picking him over Scotty Barnes, but there's such intrigue about, you know, some of the young players, whether it's Jalen Green or Jonathan Kuminga. Would someone take, you know, Franz ahead of Jonathan Kuminga? I hadn't seen many mocks saying that.
Most mocks have him going five or six, depending upon if Barnes goes five. That's what I've seen. Those are the top six generally. Kuminga and Barnes were generally five and six, and it's a lot of it is Barnes with Orlando.
Right. So we shall see. We'll get on the other side. When we come back, we'll talk to Tim or hear from Tim McCormick, as Tim has talked to his fair share of NBA scouts, right? And so get his take not only on Franz and his positioning in the draft and what the buzz is about him, but also Isaiah Livers. Then we get into a conversation about Cade Cunningham and the pairing with Killian Hayes and how that might work. And could he play off the ball? A lot to get to. Give you an excerpt from this week's Michigan Basketball Insider. Tim McCormick talking NBA draft. Return here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, the ticket.